Yeah, it's your boy Enigma Sep Timber, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. Got my man Scientific in the building.
Yo, bro. What's happening, homie? Appreciate you having me.
No doubt. Glad to have you. This is episode 60 of the Enigma Sep Hour, Enigma Sep Hour podcast. The podcast brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio supported by PACTS Inc. That's PACTS Inc. So big up to my man Joe Ward, Patrick Irvine, everybody at Freedom Train Radio. You can find more information about the organization PACTS Inc. at PACTSinc.org. All right. So, if you want more information about this podcast and other podcasts and what PACTS Inc. is doing as an organization, make sure you check that out. To my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Sep Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/enigmas927. And while you're at it, make sure you check out, subscribe to my bro, Big Low. You know what I'm saying? His page at Big Low at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out his Ill Coffee vlog. Dang, I forgot what man talked about this week. Anyway, he had a photographer. That's what it was. He had a photographer over there in Pensacola. Actually, I told him, Fee, that I was going to have you to go check it out since you do photography too. So, y'all should check it out if you're on YouTube. Also, too. Huh? What? Oh, yeah. My baby, she's a renaissance lady, if you will. You guys haven't noticed, my girlfriend Felicia's here, of course. to my YouTube viewers, remember to like, drop a comment, and share. And most importantly, hit that subscribe button. Matter of fact, not just YouTube, any and everybody, podcast listeners and YouTube viewers, hit up the YouTube page, hit that like, and hit that subscribe button, man. Y'all been doing pretty good. My subscription's been going up pretty well, so I really appreciate you guys. Let's keep it up. Now also too, you can check out the past 59 episodes of the Enigma Sep Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and other podcast holders. All you gotta do is search the Enigma Sep Hour, and also make sure you hit the subscribe on whatever the podcast holder that you use. So if you see the Enigma Sep Hour, boom. Matter of fact, search Freedom Train Radio, you know, Joe and Pat. You got The Fix, my man Joe. You got On the Screen with Pat and his podcast. So yeah, the whole family, man. Y'all make sure to check that out. And to any artists out there, any MCs in particular, you know what I'm saying, you want to get your tracks on the podcast, or you know what I'm saying, you want to do some drops, make sure you send those drops to me at enigmaself@gmail.com. All you got to do is state your name, your what you do, whatever, and the tag. You are now listening. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all do that, all right? So, man, I'm already out of breath. What is going on? You know what I mean? This is too much. Too much. Yes. Yeah, we can. Yo, my man Scientific getting the mix. I want to say jealous. Get kind of envious.
Hey, man, get you one.
Yeah.
Get you one, man. You feel me?
I feel
bless up.
I feel like I'm about to do that for real.
Bless up, man. You know what type of weekend this is, right here.
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to my rattlers out there. This is, I don't know if y'all heard that. That was my baby, Mackenzie. Just push some buttons. Yeah, shout out to the Rattlers out there, man. This is my 20th anniversary or 20th reunion of the incoming class of 99. Forget all of y'all that's trying to call me old right now.
Congratulations.
Keep waking up.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. So shout out to all the Rattlers coming to town, especially representing that class of 99, or at least the incoming freshman class of 99. That's the thing about college. Like, you may have came in all together, but not everybody left all together. Right, so, right. Definitely not me. I took the scenic route. I took all the scenic route. So, anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and get into this first track. So, let's see what we got. again, appreciate any and everybody, y'all, anybody that's listening. So give y'all a good applause. I'm gonna go ahead, man. I heard you tore it up last night, so give my man some props. This is the Beast with Hurt Nobody on the Enigma Sep. Oh, you got time, baby. No.
No need to stop the party. She say it's getting late.
What time is it?
I said hardly. She said, is it a problem?
I don't want to tell you.
I said probably. She just walked away.
Bye bye.
Well, I said you know where you can find me.
Right here.
I've been grinding inside and outside the state. Ooh. They gon' see I've changed. When I come back from LA, King Dot, I'm humble. Unless it's a Royal Rumble. Ooh. These walls might crumble, but I never ever fumble. Word to Brian Gumbo.
Okay, wait. No time to procrastinate.
Stone Cold with Tony the Tiger to motivate. Hell yeah, I'ma be great. Blow the tray, John I Trey. Keep a O, blow a plate. When I win, watch him hate. This disasticate, let's celebrate.
Surprise!
Up before 8.
That's a waking bait.
Roach blunt, let it marinate. All this smoke, I lost my face. Lost his face, close your eyes. Amazing grace, become real and leave the fake. I prefer the buzz, but enjoy the shake. I love the fuck, but enjoy the fake.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. No one's round. I just need somebody. When I'm down. Not just anybody. I need you now. Pick me up. When I'm on the ground. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. No one's round. I just need somebody. When I'm down. Anybody. I need you now. Pick me up. When I'm on the ground.
She got me going crazy over that good burger. I need her like Kel need that orange soda. When she not with me, I be feeling sad.
So
when we arguing,
why?
I be feeling bad.
So
bad.
I just don't know. But what I do know,
she's a freak.
So what? We fuck, tossing one blunt.
She,
I smoke
in.
She suck.
Know it.
This stick,
these nuts.
Pass out,
then
wake up,
then
just to do it all over again. She my heart, when we part,
but
I feel like I
ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
No one's round.
No,
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down,
not
just anybody.
I
need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When
ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
No one's round.
No,
I just need somebody.
When I'm down,
not just anybody.
I need you now.
To pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
No,
I can't win if I ain't got you. I've been feeling like I'm no one to play. No, I can't win now. I can't get in cause I'm too busy worrying about the game.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody.
No one's round.
Round.
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody.
Just anybody.
I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
Ain't gonna hurt
nobody.
And no one's round.
No one's
I just need somebody.
Somebody.
When I'm down.
When I'm down.
Not just anybody.
Just anybody.
I need you now.
I need
pick me
up
when I'm on the ground.
When I'm on the ground.
Mellow on a beat.
All right, this is the Enigma Sep Hour. And that was my man, the Beast with Hurt Nobody. My man, Scientific just told me they were classmates.
We went to school together now. I ain't gonna say we was classmates.
Yeah.
We know each other's face.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, shouts out to the illustrious James S. Rickards High School.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? That blue and that gold.
Tell
you know
me.
What I mean?
They expelled me, but it's all good.
Oh, man. It was just some haters then, bro. Don't worry about it, Graham. So Yeah. Who's on different specials of the shits, if you will.
All the hard head, man.
But you will now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. That's what my drive is.
So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into the shenanigans. And honestly, I keep it real, people. I really didn't plan this week. All right, well, you know what? I didn't plan. I can tell y'all why. This would be interesting. If anybody who has been listening to the podcast regularly, you might notice some things. If you're watching on YouTube, you definitely notice some things. I ain't gonna call nobody out, but let's say I've been sponsored. I got me a sponsor, bitch. Yes, bitch, I got me a sponsor out here with y'all. A scientific, like, what the fuck?
Hey, ain't none of that, man. Do you? You got to power up how the best way you know how. A power up is a power up.
Yo, so.
Well, however you can charge up, you got to charge up.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you notice this sound is much clearer, man, got me some mics, and they got me an interface. So if you listen to the sound effects and how everything has been coming through, that's why. So shout out to my baby, Felicia. Actually, it was a birthday gift.
Hey,
so
happy belated.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Team Libra in the building. Of course, so those on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, you can see the t-shirt, the prototype, the Enigma Step Hour merch coming soon, because we got to pay for all this stuff.
Get your merch.
You know what I mean? Gotta get the merch game together, bro.
Get your merch.
Gotta get this merch
game. Hey, Industry Records, we got merch too. We got merch too coming.
No, like
heavy merch. Industry Records, Trick Pros be the game.
Yeah. So we gotta get on it. Let's see. Speaking of getting on it, Baby on Baby. The Baby dropped the album last week. Of course, y'all know I took a break, so maybe a little behind. Major Threat, what up, bro?
Yeah, what's happening with you, my bro?
That's the guy there. Appreciate
guy.
You. The Baby dropped an album, Kirk, which I believe is named after, I guess his dad. Or, yeah, I mean, it's the last name or something. Yeah. Yeah, his daddy on the cover holding him as a baby. I think his dad passed away or whatever. Not to say whatever. That's tough. But anyway, dropped an album, and I thought it was pretty dope. It was repetitive, so those comments are true. You can go to one song to the next. It's like the same type beat or whatever. But I mean, he killed it. I think I do like him as a rapper. I do like his flows. I do like the features that he got. So everything else was dope. It was just, yeah, them beats sound like the same beats like 12 times in a row.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I watched the interview with him on the Breakfast Club. His latest one he did, and it got me to listen to the interview, the intro of the album, and I listened to it, but I ain't listened to the whole album, so I can't really say. But I just been really focusing on my music, like trying to perfect my sound, and me and my brother, Major Threat, you know, Industry Records. So you know, big ups to the Baby though.
Word. Yeah. So I mean, I recommend if you like the Baby. You know what I'm saying? You can check it out. But yeah, just be warned that, yeah, it does. If you what's the song? Not even the intro. The song. Oh, Suge. It's like he
Suge
just
over and over.
Yeah. But it's not in a bad way. It's a difference. But after a while, you're like, all right, this sound like whatever. But yeah, he throws some features in there, so it sounds a little different every now and then.
Some stuff be rushed. I feel like I feel like he ain't been out long enough to even really drop no album. I wouldn't, if I just came out when the Baby came out, right. I wouldn't drop no album, you know.
That's what I thought was interesting, because another artist I thought about who just lost a parent, who you would think would drop an album because of the heat they got is Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I can imagine, like you said, at that point, I mean, they kind of like neck and neck as far as
right.
The two hardest stars in 2019. And yeah, you would think he would still try to build like she's been building.
Right.
Because she's just been dropping like mixtapes. She ain't really dropped like an official album yet.
That's what I be feeding people. I'm going to be feeding you tape after tape after tape until I feel like, because that album is going to have to be something that's like,
it gonna make a statement, you know. It's gonna give you like an insight of who I really am and something that I really, really took my time with. Cause I take my time with my music now. Like a lot of stuff that I recorded is either been sitting on ice, or I either erased or rewrote some of the verse, or you know, cause I'm a perfectionist. But you know, everybody has their own way of working, man. And you know, he probably got somebody pushing him to put that out, or whatever, his manager or something. I wouldn't have put no tape, I know no album out, you know, that soon.
Yeah.
Because that's probably why it sounded the way it sounded.
Yeah, yeah, good point. That's a really good point. You probably most like the first 15 songs he made, you're like, all right, let's go with that. But again, they dope. They dope. I like the babe. I do. So like I said, if you do I call it like a classic, probably not just because of that, but he killed it though. He killed it. So I ain't even mad. But speaking of somebody who's not Russian, it's Kanye. Now I know if y'all watched the last episode or listened to the last episode of the Enigma Sub Hour, I was ranting about Kanye deciding to use my birthday to drop his album. Yeah. Turns out he didn't drop it anyway.
What is called again?
So
Jesus,
thank you.
Jesus is Lord.
Lord
or something like that.
Yeah. Or Jesus is King. Same thing.
He ain't lying.
I can't be mad.
No.
But yeah, it turns out that he didn't drop the album. People were still waiting for it. Now musically, I don't care. I'm sorry. I just
so it's supposed to be like the gospel thing he been doing, like in all these different cities. Is it gonna be like
like the Sunday services, like supposed to be in that vein, like basically just recorded.
So he basically like finding another lane, like he did with the that one album he had dropped.
808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah. I love that album too.
I love 808s and Heartbreak. I'm not sure about this. And then also too, like I'm I dab into gospel rap or Christian hip hop. My last album was a pseudo Christian hip hop album. And my thing is kind of, I don't know. It's almost kind of like when you see a R&B single who didn't make it, and you see him like switch over to Christian, the gospel music. Right. It's like, did you switch because this is you, or did you switch because you was like, I ain't gonna make it a secular, so let me drop some gospel stuff. So, yeah, I'm just really skeptical. Now, granted, I know any and everybody who sing gospel or do Christian, Christian hip hop, Christian whatever, they ain't what's the word? Pure. You know, everybody got faults. Yeah,
pure.
Yeah.
I feel like if you got that calling, if you get that something to tell you to write something gospel or for the church, then that's a calling. Like I ain't never got no, when I hear a beat, I ain't got nothing to tell me like that. Tell me like I'm real organic with my music. So like within the first 30, 40 seconds of a beat, I get like an idea or something. But I feel like if you get that calling to even think that we want to write something gospel for the Lord, he put that in you, you know?
Yeah, and now honestly, I can say that about my project. Like, that's what it was. Like, I was just, when I thought of the project, like, I was on a real, like, spiritual high. And I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. Granted, when I started recording it, I wasn't in that space.
Right.
But I still wanted to do it. And so that's why I felt bad from actually calling it a gospel rap album or a Christian hip hop album, because I knew I wasn't in that space, but I still wanted to complete it. So maybe I'm what people think most Christians are, a hypocrite for hating on Kanye for making a Christian hip hop album, and I made one. Hey, I don't know. And then also too, it's so many people that's in that lane.
It's for a certain lane of people. Like,
yeah. But
that's how I feel.
But also, I feel like it's people that deserve that shine more so than Kanye kind of coming in being a, what's the word, upstopper? Did I say that right? Well, he's just kind of like, you being kind of an invader of it.
Right.
When you got the Enemy Neos, you got the Lecrae's, you got the Show Baracas, you know what I'm saying? Got everybody in that 116 click, and, you know, Derek Minor, like you got all these people that's a Christian rap that are really dope that are killing it, and they not getting shine, and just be like, hey, I'm here, and then kind of dip out. It's like, Nah, that's not cool, bro. Especially when this dope artist is really killing it.
Right.
But yeah, so we're gonna see. It look like he being a Mr. Perfectionist.
Maybe that's why he pushed it off. Maybe that's why he like, you know, I don't wanna take the shine from these guys, you know.
Yeah. But I don't know if Kanye that.
Kanye ain't the same Kanye that I grew up knowing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I can't exactly. Really say I ain't never met him in person, but from
I met him in person.
Oh, that was great, brother. Right?
Hey, that's my claim to fame. Yeah, wow. he came in at 04. Anybody listen to the podcast, y'all heard this story before. Yeah, he came in at 04, and we knew he was at the mall, and me and my crew, we went to the mall looking for him, and what happened? I found him. Shouts out to Jazz, who was in our crew. We both found him or whatever. He was in a taxi outside of where Gafers used to be at. Uh-huh. So I pulled up and Buddy looked tired. And I really like, I'm not like one to chase celebrities or nothing.
Right, right. You don't want to be no groupie, right?
Exactly. So I was just like, dang, brother Todd. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I really want to holler at him because he had just dropped College Dropout. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just like game changing. So, you know what I'm saying? I went to him. I was like, yo, man, like, appreciate everything you're doing, whatever, whatever. And he was like, cool. And he like brushed me off. And that way it kind of tripped me out when people say like he arrogant and all this stuff. Cause he could have easily been like fuck off, but he was just like, "Yo, what's good?" And I was just like, "I was like, yo, you know, trying to come up, you know, got any advice for me or whatever?" And I remember he said, "Just find somebody that got that talent and just ride that wave." You know what I mean? And I tell people I kind of took it as, you know, what I'm saying if you got a dream or whatever, you really got to build that team and find somebody in that team that got that thing. If it's not you. You know what I mean? So if you got that manager or you got that homie that got good business sense, you have him be your manager. You got that homie that great with social media and doing promotions, having promotion stuff. You got that homie that's a great DJ. You know what I'm saying? Just build a great people around you and ride that way. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so shout out to Kanye.
Hey, shout out Kanye.
Shout out to 04 Kanye. How about that?
Yeah, College Dropout. That was that crap. You feel me?
All right. So what else? Because we gotta get to next song or whatever. Wanted to touch on, of course, the big news of the week. Shout out to that Major Threat 100, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Triple calls me the game, my boy. Hey, that's my brother, man. Hey, turn up.
Yo, everybody in the podcast land, again, it's an interactive podcast, so you can check out the YouTube, man, you know what I'm saying, drop comments or whatever, and check your boys out. This is every week, so, hey, shout out to Major Threats, man, for being in the building. Now, I want to get into the, what's my man, Brian John, murder case.
Yeah.
Of course. We was on a high, you know what I'm saying, when we found out that the ex-cop Amber Geiger.
So she's not a cop no more, right?
I think, yeah, he let her go before she went to
trial. But I'm saying, like, I heard the stuff on the news, on the radio, I ain't catch all of it, so this is going to refresh me up right here. All right,
so bet. So, yeah, she was found guilty, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of people was hoping for, because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, they get off or whatever, right. You know what I'm saying? Even they not a cop. Zimmerman.
Right.
So they found her guilty or whatever. So everybody was like, all right, cool. They got her. You know what I'm saying? They finna get out of here. I saw some people online. They was kind of like, what about a citizen though? She got to be sentenced. They may go lenient. And lo and behold, they only gave her 10 years for a murder.
That's crazy.
In Texas.
Oh,
in Texas.
Man,
in Texas. Place, you're right.
Wow.
If you don't want to get caught with a murder in any state, it's Texas. In the street records.
Wow.
What's good? That's my man Label head in the building.
Yeah.
So they gave her 10 years or whatever. And then I guess to put the icing on the cake, if you will. Homies, the victim's brother came up and was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I apologize, whatever. Gave her a hug.
What is he apologizing for though?
Not apologize. He forgave her.
He forgave her.
He forgave her.
That was on his heart, though.
Yeah. Yeah, my man do got a Malcolm Little look, right? Yeah, he said you Malcolm X. Hey, man. My man got a Malcolm X glasses. Yo, we're going to get into that.
Hey, this shit, though, yo. Ain't nothing but knowledge over here.
Word. So, but not only that, like the judge even, you know what I'm saying, gave her a hug or whatever. And they showed like the bailiff or somebody was like stroking her hair and
wow.
Yeah, bro. And
that's crazy.
That, right. So a lot of people going off for various reasons. Going off on the light sentence, or the, what they thought was a light sentence, going off on the brother for, you know, giving her forgiveness.
But that's on his heart though. Like I ain't mad at him, but yeah. I just feel like it couldn't have been no brother.
It was the other way around. Yeah, that's a lot of people were saying, like, yo, if the shoe was on the other foot, that's part of it. I think part of it is the imaging. And how imaging played a part in situations like this. And the problem is, I think one of the reasons why that man died was because of the image of a black man. Right. I think I can't say if Amber Grigor was a complete racist. Apparently, there was some tweets that showed that she said some racist shit.
But whoever raised her put some fear in her or black people.
But I don't even think people who raised her. I think America, I think society have it where even we have fear of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why she panicked, because all she saw was a big black man and what she thought was an apartment and shot him. She shouldn't have shot him. Hey, you as a cop, you come in, even if you see an intruder, you ain't just going to shoot to kill.
I don't understand how does she have the key to this man's apartment?
That's a good question too. That's like, what I'm trying to figure out.
Was it door unlocked and she tried to unlock the door and I don't get it. Like, yeah, I'm confused.
Anybody know? Y'all let us know if you got transcripts or something. Yeah, because
it must have been unlocked and she thought she unlocked it and walked in.
Walked in, yeah. The man was eating ice cream, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Something signed up with that. I be feeling like a lot of this stuff be, you know,
plants and stuff.
Yeah, stuff be. I don't know. I don't want to send people like no crazy message about scientific and they think scientific crazy, but I be reading in between the lines and stuff a lot of times. And I try to look at every situation from all angles I can look at it.
Yeah, but I think one of the lines is just imaging. I think on one end, yeah, it said all the apartments look alike. Okay, it said the door was already open. He said the door was already open. Oh, okay. So that makes, but no, I think on one end you have just the image of the black man in America, and so, I think that led to her. Even if she wasn't completely racist, I think that imagery is not just her, but I think that's why most cops treat us the way they treat, because it was already planted in their head.
And,
exactly,
you know. And then she came to her thinking it's her door, and it's open. She probably thinking somebody broke in. So
she already reacted
and then saw a dude in there. Find out
Now, granted, I ain't giving her no excuse. She deserved to get whatever. But I just think, as far as not just this situation, but I think all these situations where we end up getting popped, that's the underlying basis of it, is that it's the fear of the black man. On the flip side, I think the ideal of the lenient sentencing and them cutting her.
Like, who does that?
I think that goes back to the image of white women in America. You know what I'm saying? People look at them as if, they special. And
man, niggas getting 30 years and ain't getting no pat on the back or no nothing. You ain't even getting to say goodbye to your kids.
Right, this is nigga,
they gonna lock you right up.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
So, but I think the reason why they did that was, we just been conditioned on this. You know what I mean? Even when the white woman is the aggressor, we still feel as if they need to be pampered, sympathized and pampered. Yeah, exactly.
I ain't none of that.
You know what I mean? So, man, it's crazy.
I hope it don't be the roughest 10 years of her life.
Oh, it's gonna be her being a ex-cop. Man, I don't think it's gonna be easy, but I seen some people, they say 10 years may have been enough. You know what I mean? Because, whatever. I don't know. Me,
10 years gonna go by quick.
Yeah, she's young, so she still can come out and I told Fee, I was like, watch, she's gonna come out in 10 years, she's gonna be able to write a book, they're gonna do a movie, and she's gonna be able to they should have did what they do in New York, where it's like you can't recoup on your crimes or whatever. That's what's gonna happen.
I feel like a lot of stuff be feeling that's kind of like a throw in the face of black people, kind of like
exactly.
like, this is what we gonna do. This is a woman that did this right here, and we just gonna tap on her behind and send her by her way.
Exactly. Oh yeah, to my Jacksonville. She got 20 years right, for trying
right,
to
right.
for popping off shots. She wasn't even popping at buddy.
Right.
She was popping off shots because she felt he was a threat because yeah, you used to beat her. And she got 20. Now, granted, we gotta take in consideration it's different jurisdictions. So that's right. Florida, that's Georgia. Ain't gonna always people, you know, we look at nationwide stores.
Georgia off the chain though, man. They I lived in Georgia. I lived in Atlanta. They just is on a long line. I think they get a little bit, they don't got to do 85% like Florida do.
Yeah.
But like, they kind of racist too, man.
Yeah. Two places ain't trying to get locked up. Ain't trying to get locked up in the South. Forget that. Ain't trying to get locked up in Texas, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida.
Alabama, I think you only do like 65% of your time.
I don't trust Alabama. Alabama had you busting rocks.
I know a lot of cats that caught some bodies in Alabama, man. And them boys, when they did time, and they back home.
That's why I want Burger Ham popping off.
That's off the chain. I had a homeboy named Draper, man. Shout out. If my boy Draper out there, shout out to that boy Draper. I shouted him out in one of my songs. Boy, that nigga was crazy. And I went there before, and I was like, dang, y'all only do 65% of y'all time. That's why everybody killing everybody.
Right.
I'm gonna be out in Florida, you finna do every bit of that.
Right.
Every bit of that.
Right.
Just about.
Oh, then Walton County somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, man. We go. Y'all been driving to Alabama committing crimes now. We are not endorsing that.
Boy, you might come out a little bit better than Florida now. Cause Florida gonna hang your ass.
That'd be wild. You come out of Florida and be like, nah, I did over there.
Yeah.
Y'all can't do nothing. I did over there. Anyway, man.
I'm getting every bit of game time.
We gonna get to this next track. Oh, let me see who I got. Beggars can't be choosers. Y'all be patient. Podcast, y'all gonna be straight because by this time, my man Pat gonna be blending. He gonna be blending in the song, so y'all can chill and wait. Be patient. But again, we not co-signing y'all niggas to go out to Alabama.
No, man.
We ain't
co-signing that lady neither, the officer. Cause
yeah, man.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's...
She need to do every bit of them 10 years and be sad.
Yeah,
I know she gonna get off. She gonna get off, but she deserves to do it. I hope that be the worst 10 years of her life.
I say this before we get to the next track. They did. One of my lawyer homeboys on Facebook. He did make a point that the judge did kind of play a chess move because a lot of people was upset because they introduced the castle doctrine, which means if someone enter your house and you shoot them, it's almost like standing your ground.
Right.
But because they introduced it and she still was found guilty, they can't appeal on that right. on those grounds. So
right.
more than likely, whatever time she gonna get,
she have to appeal on something else.
Right,
she won't be able to use that.
She won't be able to use that
in her motion.
Right. So yeah. So we got that, but it's still some bullshit at the end of the day. All right, we're gonna get to my man Vega. Vega, I think he dropping his album. This
First
week,
class, what up?
So I'm going to go ahead and give my man some shine. So it's hey, Vega, Vega. I know hey, you like that on TV. Nick, what's up? Oh, you got time.
Sheesh. Stony Island. Now we can hit the beach side each night, chilling in the moonlight. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Now we riding nonstop, no top. You ever drove a fast car? Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Feeding you hibachi, I dress you in Versace, a brand new set of car keys. Yeah, I know you like that. You wanna go shopping? That's one of many options. You pick from any topic. Yeah, I know you like that. I know just what you like, said. I know just what you need. See you peeking across the way, girl. You must like what you see. Say, come on. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Come on. Cartier's whip tip, rolling on drip, drip. Try to make her mine, but she playing hard to get. Yeah, so I'ma shoot my shot like I'm Kobe in the clutch. Smiled at me when she caught me looking at her butt. No weave, hair long, shorty growing that shit. No makeup on, she just glossed them lips. No poke, poke for the poke, poke. Mama did that. She don't smoke, but she tote, tote with the kid. I said, said, I'm looking for a queen, could you be one? She said, a king know a queen when he see one. And she was sure looking good with them jeans on. Got up, started walking like that booty had a theme song. Gotta be a smart chick with her own shit. Don't forget that thick chick, ass belly fit in the slim fits. Chocolate, know I like the melanin poplin. Sweat shot it from Houston cause she fly in the rockets.
I know just what you like, said I know just what you need. See you peeking cross the way, girl, you must like what you see. Say, come on. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Come on, yeah.
Now we can hit the beach side each night, chilling in the moonlight.
Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that.
Now we riding nonstop, no top. You ever drove a fast car?
Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that.
Feed you hibachi, I dress you in Versace, a brand new set of car keys.
Yeah, I know you like that.
You wanna go shopping? That's one of many options. You pick from any topic.
Yeah, I know you like that.
I know you see me looking, see your pretty eyes. Come on over here, girl, why you acting shy? Let me whisper something in your ear, but I can make you smile. Home on a Netflix trigger, we can take a flight. Tell me what to do to make you feel special. Cause I'ma do it time 10, I'ma bless you. Mine's what you worth more than a necklace. Anything she wants, she can name it, no pressure. He ain't gotta say much, I know you like it. She looking good in the heels of the Nikes. Little shorts on legs looking like trophies. The type of chick make a boss lose focus. And I'm hoping you open to more than smoking and stroking. Girl, I got plans for your time. That's if you ain't wasting mine.
Now we can hit the beach side each night, chilling in the moonlight.
Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that.
Now we riding nonstop, no top. You ever drove a fast car?
Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that.
Feed you hibachi, I dress you in Versace, a brand new set of car keys.
Yeah, I know you like that.
You wanna go shopping? That's one of many options. You pick from any topic.
Yeah, I know you like that.
I know just what you like, said I know just what you need. See you peeking cross the way, girl, you must like what you see. Say, come on. Yeah, baby girl, I know you like that. Come on, oh, yeah.
We back, it's your boy Nick Masep Timber. This is the Nick Masep Hour. That was my man Vega Vega with I Know You Like That. Come on. So, shout out to that man. He got his album dropping. I'll give y'all some more information on the next episode when it's out. Hopefully he doesn't pull a Kanye and doesn't come out. Man of the hour, my man Scientific in the building. But we gotta give my man some love. You know what I mean? Glad to have you here, bro.
All day, man.
Now, two things. A, you know what I'm saying? I saw my stage or whatever, and I was thoroughly impressed, you know what I'm saying, with the flows and how you were spitting and all the other stuff. But then also too, another thing that really, I knew I said I was going to look out and then things of that sort. But one thing that kind of kept the fire under my ass, if you will, was, your bro-in-law, you know what I mean? Cause he'll be at my job or whatever.
Okay.
Like, hey man, you going through this, he did this and he trying to come up, whatever. And we had these discussions. And so that really pressed me, you know what I mean? To continue to, you know what I'm saying? Stay on top of it as far as what you was doing in your progress or whatever. And eventually, you know what I'm saying, have you on the show.
Right, man. I appreciate it, man. That's one of the people that really believe in me, man. And it's crazy. Like, everybody going to believe in you when you blow. But you only have, like, a handful of people that really believe in, you know what I'm saying, to support you. And, you know, my brother-in-law, he support me, man. He was out there at my showcase.
Word.
And he was one of the main people out there with his phone up recording, you know, getting footage. So even though I don't think I was my best performance because I was kind of down that everybody had left, I was supposed to go second.
You're right.
And I told Dr. Lisa, I was like, I want to go last because I was hyped. I was like, I want to close the show out. And then I had one of my homegirls supposed to be coming through, and I was trying to hold off till she got there, and then she didn't even show up. So, you know, but I still got up there and did what I needed to do. And it was good to meet the people that I did meet, because all the people that was still there was the important people, you know,
word.
Like you know what I'm saying?
Word, you heard it. VIP, gonna wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
Nah, man, because it was, and that's one of the things, man, like, about these artist-driven shows, especially local artist-driven shows, is that people kind of come out for they people.
Right.
But then after that, they dip. And it's just like, bro, like, y'all missing out on so much because most times, 9 times out of 10, everybody in there talented. They're going to rip it.
Some people be trash, and I ain't going to lie.
You got the 10%. There's some 10%.
Got some trash now come out there.
Ain't the one to call. Y'all,
I ain't going to say no names or nothing, but I'm just going to say, but I would probably left too. You know, if I couldn't take too much more. That's why I was like, dang, I should have went when I was supposed to. I know next time I'm going with my name on the list.
Right.
And I'm going to turn up, you know, for everybody.
Right, right, right. No, it's definitely, man, it's some 10%. Tell me y'all need to stop.
They know who they is. They know who they is.
But yeah, so I guess, like I said, let's start this thing off basic, man. Like, what got you into the game? I know you was talking about the G Units and the Wu-Tangs or whatever. So what got you into rap and who were your inspirations?
I'm gonna give it to you real blood raw. So I'm gonna give it to my Uncle Andy now. My Uncle Andy, my mama brother. Like I used to raid his room and shit at my grandma's house because he stayed with my grandma for a while. You know, and I can remember when I was a little kid, I used to just go through all his CDs. He had like every album that came out, like Richie Rich, Too Short, Bone. I was on all of it. I was on all of it. And I used to, when he was there at work, I used to be in his room. He used to get on me every day. He come home from work, you know, why you in my room? And I just used to be blasting out on music, and I just fell in love with it. And I think the first time I really wrote a rhyme was I think I was in the detention center. I was in the detention center, and I was using just, I guess I didn't know it was therapeutic then, but I just used to just write and to get stuff off my chest. And I always been a writer. I used to write what them shits called, a little, they used to have these little writing tests in school and shit, man. Okay.
Yeah.
And I used to score real high on them, but I've been doing it since then. And Wu-Tang was like, I ain't used to understand what they was talking about, but they used to make me like, what they wordplay used to just have me like, make me think, you know?
Right.
You know, and I used to have to go look up, you know, certain words and shit like that. And
that would kind of get you excited too.
Right,
you
gotta, right.
Like, wait, what's that?
Yeah, like, what does he mean by that? You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, 50 and, oh man, when 50 and Eminem and them boys teamed up and they had that Shady Aftermath.
Yeah,
and they had that wave. I was already going crazy. I was in the streets real heavy, and you know, me and my brother was doing a lot of crazy shit, and that's what we was on. Them and Bone.
Right.
Them and Bone Thugs and Harmony. And
that's what I was just thinking about Bone, because we was then we had to go see my baby at a daycare or whatever. And it was listening to the radio. I don't know who it was. Like you said, little drippity drip drip rappers. And listen, I'm like, bro, like, this ain't nothing but Bone, like, in
right. I respect they hustle, though. I respect they grind.
Yeah,
I'm just not finna dumb my music down, and I feel like it's a lane for me. I feel like really the music game right now, I feel like it's in limbo right now. Like, I feel like that real hip hop is, everything is a revolving door. Everything
right.
gonna come back around,
right.
And it's time for that real hip hop, real wordplay, real lyrics, you know, to come back, because I can't really find them. I find myself listening to a lot of old music. I'm riding around listening to old Outkast and old pop.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
well, actually, short. You know what? I argue that I don't even think the lyrics ever left. You know what I'm saying? I think usually in any decade, any time, I think you have the cream of the crop. And they usually float to the top. And if you look at them, if you look at those that's coming up, not only coming up with dope content, but selling albums, selling out shows, they killing it on the lyrical tip. You know what I'm saying? The problem is just you get a lot of the bottom feeders, and it's a lot of them. You know what I mean? So you get a lot of people that just want to auto-tune it out,
right,
and not really saying nothing. But
like, shout out to Kendrick Lamar and them boys. And,
yeah,
and I like J. Cole. You know, I feel like they got wordplay and they lyrical. And you know, it's ones out there that I like Schoolboy Q. And,
you know,
it's certain ones I feel like still got it, and they really take their time and like what they want to put out. But then it's some cats that just they already got their fan base, and they where they just gonna just keep putting anything out. And
right.
I ain't gonna just do that to my fans. You know, I'm gonna give them, you know, thought about music. You know what I'm saying?
So speaking of that, what's your process when you create the music? Like, do you? Cause my baby Mackenzie bought me this Rakim book that's over there on the table. Shouts out to the God.
Oh yeah, Rakim, that guy.
And he was basically like in the book, he describes like how he started writing. It was some weird shit.
I heard him talking about this book on the last little interview that he had on Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Yeah. He was saying how like he basically made four white walls in his mind, and like just clear, you know, he
black out,
clear everything
white out.
Exactly. And then he just kind of, he'll write something and then he'll get like the rhythm of that word or whatever and then just go from there. So it really kind of drawing out a process. So what's your process in regards to creating your songs?
Well, my process, man, it's like really, like I said, it's real organic with me. Like I let, like I say this in a lot of my songs, like the beat has to, like when word, I first word. Hear a beat, it within like the first 30, 40 seconds of the beat, if I don't come up with some type of idea or some type of format of how I want to do that music, that beat is not going to get used. Like most of the time, all my songs, it's like I hear the beat and something come to me right then. It's like more organic. And a lot of times I'd be wanting to record right then, but unfortunately I can't, you know,
right.
That, you know, situation that I'm in, but I at least try to write something. And, you know, I ain't gonna sit here and say, oh, I go in the booth freestyle and, you know, punch in and all that. I take my time and I write it. And if I feel like that ain't hard enough, I erase it in my phone and, you know, write something again.
Right.
Until I feel like, you know, it meet the criteria that I'm trying to get to.
So it will be like songs that you'll write and you'll be like, nah, I'm straight.
Nah, I ain't gonna just turn it down. Yeah. But it might be like the verse might be like, all right, well, the first six bars of this is crushing, but like I can do better these last six. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I really focus on closing the song out. You know, I don't just want it to sound like it just, like, if you ever heard somebody's song, it just cut off. Like,
right.
Like, I feel like my verse has to close it out a certain type of way. And if I'm not satisfied with that, then I'm going to rewrite it until I'm satisfied with the close out of the song and the intro. And a lot of times, some songs I have just sitting on ice, man, for months, man. I ain't going to lie.
Right.
For months. And then my brain is fresher because if I'm sitting here just, like, I might have a mind blocker. I feel like it ain't coming hard enough. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to just work on, I'll bounce from one song to the next if I'm in that mood to write.
Right.
Being I'm a single father, I can write when I'm home with my daughter, but I ain't going to be as focused because every 5 minutes she might call my name or something.
Word.
But when she's gone, I can really get in the zone. And that's when I turn my beats on and I really zone out. And if it's something that I was stuck on a couple weeks before, I go back to that. And my brain is fresher,
right?
You know, so a lot of times I bounce from song to song and stuff like that. When I get a mind block, I jump to another song that I know I only got like a hook to or something, you know.
Yeah, no, that's
dope. That's how I do it.
I think a lot of local cats, kind of not even local like here, but just independent artists, because your resources are limited. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got $1 million to be
right
in the studio
all the time.
Yeah, so I think. You know, we don't get a lot of times to really go back and edit or just play with it. So I think that's dope to be able to like listen to a song and be like, you know what? Let me go back and change this and change that or
right.
whatever, versus thinking like, hey, it is what it is. Want to take hold.
Right.
Like everybody like, want to take hold.
I notice this even like, I do that even better. Like once I record it, like once I record the song and then I play it and I listen to it in the car, it'll give me an idea. And that's another thing too. You can ask my brother, man. One day, probably he gonna come on this podcast one day, hopefully. But I get a certain vibe. I'll come up with shit so easily when I'm in the car.
Yeah,
like when
yeah,
I play the beat yeah. versus me sitting at home and I play a beat. I can take off, but like when I get in the car and I play that beat, I be about to wreck because I'm writing lyrics in my phone. It's just something about the bass yeah. or something. I don't know because I'm riding the vibe. I know when I blow, I'm gonna have to have me a chauffeur. I'm gonna be like, yo. Jump in this Wraith. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in the back.
Right.
And turn this beat on.
Right.
And I might get a mic in that bitch or something, man, so I can record right then. Because it's something about that ride and that, I don't know, the vibe or something, like becoming like water.
Yeah, no, I get it. As a matter of fact, and speaking of both, you know what I'm saying, fathers and little girls or whatever, one thing I noticed, too, was my daughter first born. Like, bro, the melodies I was getting, just like, I was just like creating like songs for her, but they was coming, like you said, like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Did you deal with that? Like, was it
yeah, like,
time we just like,
it's, I don't know. I always have melodies in my head and I try like to like, not have the same rhythm. Like when, if you listen to my music, like my first verse, I might have one type of flow or melody to it. And then my second verse is going to be something totally different most of the time, because I don't want to have, I feel like a lot of artists that are out that be hot, I like their music, but like, I'd be like, yo, they got to come with a different flow. you got to come with a different flow sometimes, because I get tired of hearing that same.
The baby.
You know, that part. You know, I ain't going to say no names. You know what I'm saying? I ain't throwing no shade. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the baby. Big ups to Money Man. You know, that's my guy. And, you know, I just critique myself off of what I judge other artists by. Like, okay, I'm like, all right, I don't like this right here, so I know I'm not gonna try to do that when I do my shit, you know. And I've been in the game for a minute. Like, I've been around with like real hip hop.
I can tell that's real
hip hop, and I'm trying to bring it back, because you know it's good to have that club music and something to, you know, get down to whatever. But all my shit gangster, man. I ain't gonna lie, all my shit gonna make you want to get in your car and
do it,
get you some money,
go to Alabama.
Yeah, you know, go get you, try to figure out your plan, go get you some money, because that's it.
You go to Montgomery and tear it up.
You feel me? Because in your time, you ain't got to do
number 85.
You ain't got to do number 85% of your time there, you feel me? But you probably ain't going to get no visos in there. You don't get no. My mama ain't going to come to goddamn Alabama to come visit. My mama ain't come to Jackson County to come visit me. Shit.
Oh, man. I got to go to Jackson County next week. Shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The whole hour. Yeah, nah.
I mean,
Man, you take that out. Y'all can take that out. Your man's in Jackson County. Y'all better take that out, y'all.
But yeah, man, y'all make sure y'all go and check. You know, I got it out, man, on SoundCloud, man.
Word.
So you can my profile is scientific_IAM. Scientific with a K at the end, not a C. You know what I'm saying? _IAM. And me and my brother got some music on. Y'all check all our shit out, man. That shit gangster, man. And it's good music.
Matter of fact, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. You know what I'm saying? Sure. People hear what my man's got. They can hear me with get up. That's crazy.
Yeah, these mics is
good. Yeah. And y'all gonna hear like, god dang, Enigma fat as fuck. Nigga, Enigma fat. Self-deprecating human is the best. Boy.
He helped it out. You know, metabolism starts slowing down.
I'm a whole 3-9 out here. Anyway, we're gonna get to it, man. We got I got it. And we're gonna talk about money and dope. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
Scientific nigga. What you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up, just bitch. Hit it up, what you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up.
Just hit it up,
what you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up,
just hit
bitch.
It up,
what you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up.
Just hit it
basically
up.
I been getting to this cash faithfully.
Yes,
nigga, run up if you want. Chopper leave you niggas stomp. Now you stinking in the skunk off in the trunk.
Yes,
the way I kick it so rare, your bitch, she on my coattail. Coke, sell it, sell. Grind till ain't got nothing left. Scientific round terrific when I spit that rip shit. Catch a nigga in the kitchen waiting on the digi. I need digits and I'm out to get it, nigga, that's just in me. Bitch, you already know it. 40 is fully loaded. I'm ferocious, come and get the doses if you're feeling spotted. Bitch, my chopper got monkey scrotums and that bitch got a scope on it. Told you, bitch, I'm on soda shit. Storyteller, I'm folding shit. On these mics, I'm unloading clips rapidly. It's a tragedy, but a beautiful masterpiece. Boy, don't become a casualty. I get you whack for free, my BG wave defeat.
Yes, sir.
These beats, they talk to me, bitch, I am obsolete.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I stay stuck or free, I just won't count my cheese. Yo, bitch, she on her knees and she done fucked the team. My vision kinda blurred from all this damn codeine. I'm such a fiend when it come to that fucking green, you know what I mean? Shit. What you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up, bitch. What you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up. What you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up, bitch. What you want? I got it. If you talking narcotics, nigga, just hit my line up.
Hit
up early morning on a nigga, it's time to get this money.
Yep.
Send a bun on the chopper, man, that bitch hold by the 100. Any nigga that want it can get it, this scientific.
Yes,
I fit the description of a nigga that's on a mission. Stay in the kitchen, my favorite spot in my pot to piss in. I'm whipping, I'm trying to whip me up a million. You must be kidding, coming short on my grip, bitch, you tripping. I hit your ass up with this Smith and nigga, then I'm dipping. Always catch me flipping something for the love of the money. I get the kick out of filling my safer with honey. Money abundance, the flow be sick, it's making you vomit. Scientific, chip across the game, fuck all the lanes. I'm insane, I can't help the shit that flow through my veins. Blame my mother or my father, bitch, I'm by dirty dollars. In the trap with the Prada, please believe it's a lot of. Lot of dope, lot of choppers, ain't no nigga can stop us. We some motherfucking problems, number gangsters and robbers. Make a move and get shot up, I just want money to pile up. Hope you win it to win it, then calculate up your digits. If you're fishing for millions, you just might wind up and get it. Hope you win it, then calculate up your digits. If you're fishing for millions, you just might wind up and get it, little nigga. You just might wind up and get it, little nigga. You just might wind up and get it, little nigga. Check it, what you want, I got it. If you talking, I got it, nigga, just hit my line up, bitch. What you want, I got it. If you talking, I got it, nigga, just hit my line up. Check it, what you want, I got it. If you talking, I got it, nigga, just hit my line up, bitch. What you want, I got it. If you talking, I got it, nigga, just hit my line up. Hit it up. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. Just give me the money in the dope, nigga. Just give me the money in the dope, nigga. That for sure.
Run up if you want. Bet these hollows meet you halfway. Scientific mastermind and getting cash the fast way. All my issues and my problems, dump them in the ashtray. I pour my soul on microphones until I see my last day. Stay focused and don't violate yourself. This triple cross, nigga. Brothers of the struggle, cause all my niggas is boss. I refuse to take a loss. My shotgun barrel sawed off. Fuck you niggas thought. I'm trying to put some cash in the vault. Bitch, I just hope that you don't get in the way. Blowing on some gas, keep packing, cop this cash in your face. This gangsta shit I've motivated, create. Full throttle, sipping out the bottle. When I'm known to total semi-auto. Bitch talking about she a model, I can care less. I'm focused on checks. Back to back, I'm trying to flip me a sack. Bitch, I'm attracted to racks. Give me that shit in them stacks. I'm really with it, bitch, it's scientific. Get out your feelings, nigga.
I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. Just give me the money in the dope, nigga. Just give me the money in the dope, nigga. That for
finesse
sure.
The alphabet for riches. Lyrics leaking out my pen. Seriously, man, I be going in. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. I'm just trying to win. I can't pretend like I ain't hungry. See my ribs showing. But thank you anyway. You showed me how to make a way from nothing. That's why I'm hustling. I gotta get this fucking money. And I ain't fronting. Funds is all I'm hunting. I got a thing for them hunters. Tell Benji Frank that I'm coming. I need a bank out in London. That's international funding. Worldwide strategize. Soak the game from the wise. That's when I realized I had to just try. Otherwise I'd just be living a lie. Staying stupid high, the limit's the sky. So what you waiting for? The days are getting shorter by the year. All I know is to deliver this gangsta shit to your ear. Live my life without no fear. Smoke the gas to keep my mind in the clear. Man, I swear these chopper bullets are sincere. Little nigga,
I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe.
For sure.
I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe.
Let's get it.
I just want the money in the dope, nigga. I just want the money in the dope, nigga. Fuck a hoe. Just give me the money in the dope, nigga. Just give me the money in the dope, nigga. That for sure.
Yes, y'all sir. give a man some love, man. Man, some love. All right, that was money and drugs,
money and dope,
and I got it. You know what I'm saying, my man? Scientific, man. I can hear the G unit.
Yeah,
I could definitely.
Yeah, I'm on it, man. Because you know,
like, that sound like some straight up. Like I can see, yeah. Like that whole vibe, bro. Yeah, that man, shit hard as fuck.
I appreciate it. I ain't trying to sound like it. Just that's just
that's different. It's definitely influenced by the boys.
You know what I'm saying?
Between trying to bite somebody's style and being influenced. You know what I mean? You could tell, like, you don't sound like them, but you can hear the influence. That's what's dope. I'm just like, yeah, and really, like, yeah, bringing that shit back.
We need it.
It's like dog.
Right now. It's so crazy. Everything is dripping. Man, drip me some totally different shit where I can't, like, man, I can't even get all into it, man. I used to gangbang.
In fact, you know what, though? You know what kind of remind me of?
What's that?
this somebody like up to date. So really, for better or for worse, y'all should fuck with it. And I think probably album of the year. What did y'all album of the year? This remind me of some Freddie Gibbs shit too.
Oh yeah, Gibbs.
Yeah,
I got a couple beats that I typed his name in.
Yeah,
to like, yo, I need this type of beat, you know. So
yeah, that's you know. Yeah, well, I think.
Lyrics like that. Like,
yeah.
I want a nigga to say some shit that's gonna make me be like, rewind that shit real quick. Like what that nigga just said. That's how I write. Like I've been trying to say some shit to make a bitch be like, they might not catch it the first time. It's gonna go over their head. But when they really put their ear to it and be like, listen, they be like, did that nigga was saying this that whole time?
Right, right, right.
Like I ain't even listened to it. But it's time for that right now because I think most people is just listening to a beat and some shit they can go in the club and bounce to and shit. Mm-hmm. Like that bounce is good. It's good to have a good time and shit. But like that ain't the type of music I'm gonna have some shit like for you know commercial type shit, but it's right. Not gonna like that ain't really my lane, man. Like that's not what come to my head when I hear a beat. Like I'm trying to motivate the drug niggas and shit and make a bitch want to get in their car and go sell some dope or something, get some money. That's just
in like, Alabama,
you know, in Alabama. Do that shit in Alabama. Don't do that shit here because y'all gonna get wrote the fuck off.
All right, yo, how can the people get in contact with you? How can they get to your music, bro?
You can check me out, man. Follow me on IG at @IAM_scientific with a K at the end. My SoundCloud profile is the backwards. It's scientific with a K at the end _IAM. And I got an EP on there called Lab Talk. I dropped like probably 4 months back. Those were the songs, a couple songs off of that little EP I performed at the showcase that you was hosting. You can still go check some of that stuff out. All my music is on all the platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify. I haven't put I Got It on there yet. It'll be on there by the end. By the end of this month, I have I Got It in Money and Dope on all those platforms, title and all. So that's where you can find me and follow me, man. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I got more flame coming.
Word.
That's nothing.
I'm trying to think. So you got IG, you got Twitter or Facebook?
I don't have Twitter. We have Facebook. My Facebook is it's under my real name, man. I don't want to give out my real name. Because people that's on here that know me that's from here, they know my real name. Right. They probably already follow me on Facebook. But it's scientific, man. Scientific. Mad scientist, man. Six man, you know. Triple Cross Beat the Game. Industry Records, man. That's it. That's all y'all need to know.
You got everything set up as far as any shows?
I got something in the works. I signed up for this showcase in Jacksonville. November, I think it's November the 13th. And it's like a $50,000 prize for it. So like, that's the next thing I'm trying to get to.
Right.
And there's some showcases here that I'm willing to do. Just let me know. Keep me posted. I be seeing them, but like I said, it's hard for me to.
Yeah, trying to.
Yeah, in my situation, you know, I'm a single father, man. Shout out to all the single fathers out there too, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Straight up, man. Big up for you to that. You know what I'm saying? Being that, like I said, I got a daughter myself. You know what I'm saying? But you. What people say a true single father in that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Everything, bro. I take him to school, pick up from school, help him with homework. Like, if I'm going too long, she don't even really want to go play and shit. Like, I take her to go play and then she be looking for me to come pick her up and shit. So, which it's nothing like that unconditional love from, you know what I'm saying?
People
ain't got that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, she love me regardless of how much money I got or, you know, whatever.
Right.
It don't matter. That's like, ain't nothing better than that.
Yeah,
so I almost had to bring her here today. Y'all probably would have met her tonight.
Yeah, like, I told my man, like, I understand, bro. So it wouldn't have been an issue. Like I said, I got my baby stuff over there, like, 3 years in the game. So, you know what I mean? So ain't nothing but respect for that, bro. Straight up.
Man, bless.
You know what I mean? So we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, man. Y'all make sure to holler at my boy. Make sure you support him. You know what I'm saying? You got some dope music. I'm going to always have his music playing up here and always supporting. Shouts out to Industry Records, you know what I'm saying? In
all
the
day, man.
Major Threat,
dang, gang.
Bro, what it is.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Industry Records.
Yeah, we're going to get up out of here next week. I don't even know what I got planned. I forgot. Yo, so I'll be up in the L. I think I got my man Rico, to be real. I think I got Rico. I think it got
I
think Rico.
I heard Kiko the Fam or something like, right?
No, you talking about Rico, not Rico Dreams.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Rico Dreams.
Shout out. I heard Buddy speak
a
bit.
Rico the Champ. I think I got Rico the Champ. I got to check and see. His son on my the football team, my coach. So I get to see him tomorrow and ask him if I got him next week. Anyway, we're going to get up out of here, man. Again, shout out to my baby Felicia. They give. So if y'all liking the quality of this whole setup, y'all show us some love too. You can find her with photo photography 850. And it's not PH, it's FE 850. Y'all show some love. Don't try to jump on her DMs, y'all creepy ass. You know how niggas will be. Niggas will be like, oh, that's your girl. Yeah. Hey, sis. And then try to creep on her DMs. No, y'all niggas. So, anyway, get at y'all niggas. What? All right. Let me start with the shenanigans. We're going to get up out of here. It's your boy, Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep. Oh, you got time, baby.